Now, the bad news for technology sector layoffs continues. The jobs company Indeed announced a 15% workforce cut globally yesterday. We don't know how many of the 2,000 or so layoffs planned will come from its Irish workforce yet. And we've heard similar news recently from Workhuman, Amazon, Meta, Google. The list goes on. But for a closer look at what all of this means for Ireland, Una Fitzpatrick, the Director of Technology Ireland, is on the line. Una Fitzpatrick, good morning.
Good morning, Anya.
But before we talk about these layoffs, just because we've been hearing for years about the importance of the tech sector in Ireland, just how important and how many jobs?
Well, I mean, it is a sector that is in a somewhat state of flux, but I suppose it is important to remember the size and scale of the sector. So if we look at the CSO labour force data from about Q2 2018, it had 115,000 people working in the ICT sector. When we then look at Q2 of 2022, that had risen to 165,000 people. So we've seen a 50,000 people increase within the sector over a four-year period. And, you know, 30% of that growth happened in the kind of two core pandemic years as a whole. So it is a sector that has grown significantly and it has been an incredibly stable sector for an excess of 10 years. So it was anticipated in our own Technology Ireland budget submission to government last July. We had anticipated that, you know, a downturn was forthcoming. Mm-hmm. I suppose that has been exacerbated by some kind of global economic factors that are now impacting both the wider Indigenous and FDI tech sector. And really, I suppose the sector is really responding to what's happening at a global level. And I suppose from an Irish perspective, we have to make sure that, you know, our overall enterprise policy is agile enough to reflect this.
So how many jobs have already been lost here and how many are likely to be on the line?
We're anticipating, there's obviously still kind of negotiations happening throughout many companies who have made recent announcements. So as you know, when a redundancy announcement is made, you go into a period of consultation. So anticipating between 2,000 to 3,000. As to whether more will come, it is probably likely. However, I suppose when you see the headline figures of, you know, very large global percentages, you know, typically in Ireland, we have done well to try and keep those numbers on the lower side. And I think there's a mix of factors why that is. You know, definitely the talent base here is very strong, and we know that companies are really trying to hold on to their, you know, top tier tech talent, because mm-hmm. there is a recognition the sector will bounce back. We are going to need those advanced skills. And, you know, I suppose to anyone who, you know, obviously it's a very concerning time if you know, to lose jobs, but from a sector perspective, we're really trying to hold on to as much talent as possible and, you know, continue to upskill and reskill people to be prepared for, you know, the jobs of the future and for future career growth.
And how easy is it with people, you know, with the kind of experience you'd get in these kind of companies, if they've lost their job, to get another job or to start their own business?
Absolutely. I mean, there's still huge demand across the wider economy. So I know from working with many colleagues within IBEC, there's huge demand for tech talent across the other sectors. So if you take medtech, pharma, financial services, they're crying out for tech talent. So as selfishly as I'd love to keep them all in the tech sector, there are huge opportunities in other sectors. And I suppose from an Ireland Inc. perspective, it is important that we retain as much of that talent mm-hmm. in country as possible, because this is highly mobile, global tech talent that can go anywhere and work from anywhere.
Yes, indeed. And it's also a very cyclical industry, isn't it? I mean, we've
yes.
seen these boom and bust cycles before. Not quite bust, but, you know, expansion and retraction before.
Yeah. Absolutely, yes. We have seen this in the past. And I suppose we're anticipating, you know, there may be a difficult up to 24 months ahead, and that's based on kind of global economic factors around, you know, rising interest rates, valuation risk, and lower appetite for risk generally in the funding scene. However, we are anticipating, I think we can all see, you know, the enhancements that have even just come in the last couple of weeks around AI. There's going to be a huge need for expansion around our capabilities and our talent pipeline in those skills of the future. And I suppose making sure we're best placed to kind of be on the crest of the wave in hopefully a year or 2 years' time will be really important to the future growth and scale of the sector here.
Thanks very much indeed for joining us. That's Una Fitzpatrick, Director of Technology Ireland.